My next guest on Booked today is reporter Heather Sackett from the nonprofit Aspen Journalism. Thanks for joining me.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Gavin.
In case a few of our listeners are not familiar with Aspen Journalism, can you describe how the organization and its partnerships work?
Sure. So Aspen Journalism is a 501c3 nonprofit news organization. We are online only, but we partner with the Swift Communications newspapers and primarily the Aspen Times to get our stories out to the public. And then we also have a partnership with Aspen Public Radio as well to get some of our stories onto the airwaves.
It must be exciting as a reporter to write something, work really hard on it, and then find out that it's running in 3, 4, even 5 newspapers.
Yeah, it's great. You know, the nonprofit model is really collaborative, so we feel like that model is working really well for us.
Well, the last time you were on the show, it was to tell listeners about your reporting on a diesel spill that happened in October at the Yule Quarry in Marble. Will you please give us a quick recap of what happened last fall, since today we're going to be kind of following up on that?
Sure. So back in October, I think it was October 11th, there was a diesel spill at the Marble Quarry, and this is, it's now called the Pride of America Mine, but it's colloquially known as the Yule Quarry, and it spilled 5,500 gallons of diesel onto the ground, and this is because they have a large tank, a 12,000-gallon tank, and then they have a smaller day tank, and in the process of filling the smaller tank from the larger tank, there's a spill, an accidental overfilling of the day tank.
Right. So in terms of what you reported the last time you were on the radio, there was, you know, some pretty mixed results in their attempts to remediate the situation. But the good news was it didn't sound like the diesel that got spilled ended up in the waterways.
Right. Yeah. So there were a lot of delays in the cleanup. And part of that was because they didn't realize the severity of the spill at first. It took them about 4 days to realize that actually all of that 5,500 gallons was missing from the tank. And then, you know, the weather and some of the equipment failures and malfunctions also contributed to that delay in cleanup. Kind of the silver lining to come out of this was that they had diverted Yule Creek to make way for a mining road, and they actually diverted it onto the other side of Franklin Ridge, and it's this sort of impermeable ridge of marble, and so none of the diesel actually made it into Yule Creek.
My guest is Heather Sackett, who's a reporter for Aspen Journalism, and you'll see her byline in the newspapers and in Aspen Public Radio as well. Your new story explains that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has now determined that the quarry violated the Clean Water Act, but isn't because of the diesel spill itself. Explain.
Right. So there's kind of two things going on here. Number one was that the Army Corps of Engineers determined that the quarry has violated the Clean Water Act, and that is because when they diverted Yule Creek, which is a tributary of the Crystal River, you're actually supposed to get a permit to do that, and the Army Corps has to sign off on that work, and that didn't happen. So in that case, there may be some penalties in the future, but it's still kind of being worked out. It's going to depend on what the quarry decides to do as far as Yule Creek, if they're going to divert it back to its original channel, which is now actually contaminated with diesel, so it seems like that might not be the best option currently, or if they get a permit to leave it in its current alignment, but still kind of up in the air what's going to happen with that. And then there's another sort of regulatory enforcement issue where the Colorado Division of Reclamation, Mining, and Safety has levied a $18,600 penalty, and that is directly related to the October spill. And that is because the accident resulted in the violation of 3 state statutes, and the quarry had actually relocated these generators and the diesel fuel tanks in September, and that relocation was not approved in their permit. And so that is what the fine from the Division of Reclamation, Mining, and Safety is about. So kind of 2 enforcement regulatory issues going on there.
Gotcha. So the Army Corps of Engineers determined the quarry violated the Clean Water Act. It's not for sure that that will result in a payment, a penalty, but the fine from the Colorado Division of Reclamation is related directly to the spill. It's interesting how it turns out that the moving of the creek ended up benefiting the Crystal River. In terms of once the spill happened, we think that diesel didn't end up in the river. So it's sort of a good luck thing that they didn't follow the rules, maybe. But it's such a tricky and interesting issue. How has it been for you to report on this story, given that when you first contacted them, they didn't have, you know, like a press person, and that seemed to sort of change as the story hit the newspaper?
Right. Yeah. So they, you know, the quarry representatives were a little bit hard to get a hold of at first, and then they hired a PR firm to kind of handle all of their dealings with me, but they were really cooperative and got me the answers to the questions that I needed.
Well, so the Pride of America mine is now owned by the Italian company, Red Graniti. And what is their estimate for how much longer they can continue to do work at that site?
So according to that PR firm that I talked to, there's enough marble reserve contained in the 6 galleries to continue mining at the current rate that they're mining for more than 100 years.
Wow. Well, it's such a legacy in terms of the kind of local lore around the quarry. It's also an important piece of the environmental puzzle in our area. And so I'm just very thankful that Aspen Journalism is on the case. And my guest today, Heather Sackett, a great reporter. Keep an eye on her reporting at aspenjournalism.org, or else you'll see her in the local papers. Thanks so much for speaking to KD&K again.
Yeah, thank you, Gavin.